morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is April the 25th. It's at 10 o'clock. My name is Oliver Mujica. I am the chair and the planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Thomas Povida, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oakes, Water Department Environmental Control.
Michael Gonzalez, Planning Division.
Lisa Edwards, Contract Planner.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Gabriela Sosa, Planning Engineering.
Patrick Girino, Fire Inspector.
Tom Strong, I'm the new Fire Prevention Supervisor for the city. So.
Judy Croto, OFM, Fire Department, I mean, County Fire.
Oh, who?
Different Office of Fire Marshal.
Morning. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Spala, Building Safety.
Stephanie Sanchez, DERC Secretary.
Thank you. For those of you that are new to the process, we'll go through the items. The case planner will present the item. We will go around the table here with comments from the various divisions. We do have written conditions of approval or comments, so you don't have to jot down everything that we say up here, and there's also an opportunity for you to come up and ask questions or get clarification. If there's anyone here in the audience that is here as a member of the general public and would like a comment on one of the items, if you could just raise your hand when that item comes up, we will hear your comments. With that, Lisa, will you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Sure. Item number one is a development code amendment 17-09 and a conditional use permit 17-29. It is a request to change the zoning district classification of a parcel containing approximately 1.17 acres from commercial office to industrial light to allow development. And also it involves establishment of a service station with 6 pump islands and 3 diesel truck fueling islands, and a convenience store containing 3,806 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. This location is the northeast corner of East Orange Show and South Waterman Avenue at 1195 South Waterman. The environmental determination is categorically exempt, and staff has is recommending to move this project to planning commission.
Thank you, Lisa. Do you have anything to add to that?
There is also an associated alcohol CUP,
okay,
and that will be concurrently.
Okay. Is the applicant here?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, though, the current zoning is OIP, not CO.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you. We'll start off with our comments. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. We have written comments that we can pass down. Basically, it's the standard improvements for this type of facility. Remind you that the SWIP obviously has to be in place with an NOI number prior to grading permits being issued. WQMP has to be approved as part of the grading plans before permits are issued. And there is a lot merger required, which would be processed through land development.
We're aware. Thank you.
And we have written conditions for it. If you have any questions, of course, I'd be glad to answer those.
I guess my only question, it's been a little bit of a frustrating process with some delays. So this was supposed to be, we did a DRC on this on 214 and worked through the traffic study when we just kind of break through that process. And it was supposed to be on planning commission for 5-8, but I received an email yesterday indicating that it's not. And so just wanting to know, you know, more information on that and to see if there's a possibility to still make it for that planning commission.
We could discuss that afterwards.
It's okay. More of a, not really a land development
question.
That's
okay. I wasn't sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
Yeah, we're done with the traffic study review. We did the look at the revised one, and we send our final comment recommendation to the planning.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, for us?
The conditions that we had given on the pre-app pretty much stay the same. I think the only thing that come up on is very minor, just to see your turning movement coming from Orange Hill Road onto the driveway. We're looking at maybe going to a radius so that the trucks would not have to swing out so much into Orange Hill Road. But that's, again, minor in the options that you're looking at doing. So
is that new one from the 12 or the 214 date that you provided?
I mean, for the conditions?
The comments, yeah.
The comments, yeah. This is something that had just been brought up probably about 2 weeks ago that we're looking at. And again, it's nothing that we're going to hold you back on if you have it with this right here and you're stuck with this one. We're just looking at trying to make it easier for the trucks to get in and possibly trying to save a possible meter or something, a bolt that you're putting in a location, trying to keep it from getting hit also.
Okay.
Again, it's just a minor thing. Those are about the only minor things we're looking at. If traffic report indicated certain things, we would follow that beyond what the conditions are. But
sure.
No additional conditions.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. The other Robert?
Just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Adam?
It appears you have gotten a permit application already. Do you need another one?
No. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, just fill that out and submit it.
Thank you, Adam. Judy?
We have no new comments.
Sarah said it was okay.
No, I said it.
Oh. Better yet. Thank you. Tracy, anything for us?
The new location for the refuse enclosure is fine.
Okay.
That works much better. Thank
okay.
you. That way they can get in and out of there. And it'll be construction of our standard 8x15 interior dimensions and verify with building the ADA modifications.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. For those of you that are new, this is a 5-unit course. We'll have an instructor here that will give you all the building requirements, so please take copious notes. Michael?
Okay, so very simple. You're going to be going through a formal plan check, and at that time we will process your mixed occupancy that you're going to be providing us in our city. I don't see any problem. You've probably done more of these than I've seen, so just remember that it is a mixed occupancy, and the requirement for fire sprinkler to be set down by the fire department, and your gas station itself will have to fulfill some hazardous requirements. That's all. I'm under the weather.
I'm sorry?
I'm under the weather.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
Do you have any other questions of the committee members?
No. I think that's it. Should I stay after
everyone? If I could take a quick time out, 1 second, please.
Sure.
Need to consult. You don't mind waiting?
Sure.
Up here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Next item, Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 2, please?
Item number 2 is development permit type D, 16-16, a request to allow the development establishment and operation of a truck parking lot and a small office, along with the construction of the required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.49 acres. The parcel is located on South Gifford Avenue, just south of Santa Fe Street, within the Industrial Light IL zone. Project is exempt from CEQA review pursuant to section 15332 for infill development projects. And the recommendation today is to adopt resolution 2018-021, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 16-16.
Thank you, Chantal. Do you have anything to add to that?
I do not.
Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you want to start, Michael?
Oh, yeah, I'll start. Okay.
Oh, I thought that's what you were getting my attention.
No. Go ahead. Go for it.
After reviewing the plans, your facility on-site is 600 square feet, all right? The problem that we've been facing with the parking of trucks and everything is the facilities, the number of ADA compliable restroom is based on square footage of your building, not the number of employees. If you go to California Building Code Chart 1004, it will give you a factor that you divide into the square footage. Here we have a B, which the factor is 100. That means that you have to have facilities for six people. That's the occupant load of 600 square feet. And then you take that and you go to the California Plumbing Code, and then you go into Chapter 4. And Chapter 4 will give you a description how many fixtures you need, all right? And this is what I want you to do. A lot of people think that when you get into a structure, I only have three employees. No, it goes by the square footage. So I want you to understand that.
Okay.
And also, I know the fire department will be addressing it. On any submittal going to the building department, we would like to see placement of hydrants. Where are the hydrants located on your facilities?
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Thank you, Michael. Gracie?
So the proposed location for your refuse enclosure is acceptable. I just noticed that the interior dimensions don't meet our standards, so I'll hand down our standard 508, which is 8x15 interior dimensions.
Okay.
Please work with the building division to modify it for any ADA access requirements.
Okay.
And then the gated portion, obviously, our waste hauler will need some type of key or clipper or something to get in and out of the facility to service it. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, do you have anything for us, please?
I do. We did mark that you might be required to put an on-site fire hydrant on this project. The reason, the only reason, is the future development.
Okay.
Because if you don't do it now, and then you try to put a building back there later, you needed the hydrant. So, and I don't know what your future development is. I only know it says future development. We weren't going to require it for the 600-square-foot building, and you're not required to have sprinklers. We felt like we could get our engine there and with plenty of water, but that future development. So
for the future development, what we have planned is pretty much just cement all the way back. We're not planning on building anything big. It's just the fact of, obviously, cost constraints of cement all the way back is kind of pricey, so we're just going to put cement there and then just leave that dirt for now and then later on add to cement.
So as long, I guess for Chantal, as long as no building goes into the future development,
the requirement
for an on-site hydrant, we won't require it.
Sure.
For this small of a building.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll send, but all I put was maybe required because I didn't know what was going on.
I can modify it just to state that if any structures will be built in the future development, that a on-site fire hydrant will be
required. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Adam, please.
You're going to be just a strictly truck parking lot?
Yes.
Not going to be washing, no mechanic shop?
No. Nothing like that. It's just going to be just somewhere where you just go take our trailers and then from there, that's it. So it's just pretty much just parking. The only reason we're having the office there is just to have somebody on site pretty much throughout the day, sort of like a security to.
I'm going to provide you a permit application.
Okay.
Just state on here that there'll be no mechanic shop, no car wash, nothing like that, and then submit this back to us.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam. Robert?
Just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Our other
Robert. For Public Works, you already have the curb and gutter out in their area. If it's anything that's damaged or in poor condition, we just ask you to repair it. We are asking for curb, gutter, sidewalk and driveway approach.
Right.
The street light is outside your area, so there's really not much to really ask for on it. But the conditions I've given to the planning department, and they'll get them over to you. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us.
Thank you.
Mahmoud?
Yeah, we received the scoping for the traffic. I'm assuming the whole site, like everybody else mentioned, that's going to be the same land use.
Yes.
If you're adding building in the future, we have to revisit the traffic.
Okay.
So for now, there's no more comments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Gary?
We did pass down the conditions.
Okay.
If you're used to that kind of development, it's pretty typical. We want hard surface for the concrete or asphalt parking.
Right.
Because of the acreage you're involving, you're going to need to file with the state for a SWIP for erosion control.
Okay.
We need that NOI issued before we can issue a grading permit.
Okay.
There'll also be a final WQMP water quality management plan required before you can grade. I did have a question about the phasing. Is this going to be approved as a two-phase project with separate conditions for phase two?
I guess it's something we didn't discuss as far as, you mean as far as what I mentioned, the second portion of this.
Right, because if I heard you correctly, you said you were going to leave that dirt.
So as you can see up there, you see there's a line across. The plan is to, where that line is at right there, everything else will stay the same. We won't be touching that until further, I guess. There's no date established for that.
Gary?
So I guess the question I would have is we would want you to take care of the WQMP, that entire acreage, if you're going to develop it.
Okay.
Which is going to add to the requirements. It's going to enlarge that WQMP facility.
Okay.
So there won't be separate conditions for phase two, or landscaping, or anything?
I'll write something for a phase two condition. You and I can talk about that a little bit later, Gary.
It looks like you're proposing, I assume you don't have sewer out there?
No, I think...
The septic.
The word leach line is on your exhibit, so I'm assuming, do we not have sewer within 200 feet there?
There's sewer within 200 feet.
Well, then he's going to be required by California Plumbing Code to hook up to it. And then if your second phase in any kind of septic tank and septic system, you have to have 100% expansion area, okay? So this is what worries me about your second phase. You have a sewer system within 200 feet, then you have to hook up to it.
So you said we'll have to hook up.
Yeah,
so
you would have to hook up, and then that would do away and help you with the second phase in what direction you're going with.
Okay.
I'll be glad to speak to you about it.
Okay.
All right?
No problem.
The state is actually, I think, effective May 13th, is demanding that everything without all cities without a formal program for septic tanks, you're going to have to go through a tier one process. And I'm not sure, if you've got sewer within 200 feet, I'm not sure the water board's going to allow you to do any kind of septic tank.
So we'll just connect to the sewer. That'll eliminate the septic. Sewer.
Right. Which may involve, I don't know if there's a main in the street there.
There is a main up front of your property, and you just need to apply for it.
Okay.
And pay fees.
Okay.
So there's an elevation issue there. If this drains away from the street, you may have to be careful where you locate your bathroom facility so that you'll be able to make grade to get out to that sewer.
Makes sense, yeah. Okay.
But let me explain to you. In the California Plumbing Code, the only exception is the elevation of the sewer, okay? You can't get an exception.
So
please, when you address this problem, come and speak to the building division, and we will look at everything that's to your benefit.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
You have any questions? Yes.
I'm the resident directly behind it.
You can just kindly state your name, please.
My name is Steve Mitchell.
Steve Mitchell?
Yeah, I work for the state of California. Just a couple of questions. What are the business hours? Is there going to be a sign supervisor on duty? That's my concern. What type of vehicles? Obviously, you're going to need dirt, so you ain't going to be able to access that with your vehicles.
Right.
It's going to brush up. If you do need that, what type of structure are you going to be put in place to remove the chain link fence that provides the sound, smell, privacy, safety for my children and myself? So I don't want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning because you guys are backing up.
Right.
it's already existing from, I believe this other gentleman, Fernando, he has an illegal business on the side of it. I'll get to you guys later about that. And then number five, will there be restrooms, of course, because I don't want to see somebody peeing while my kids are back there playing.
Right.
So if you build a wall, I won't see that. Then I got who is going to be responsible, who's my advocate in the city for reassuring my family safety and stuff. Because I'm here advocating for my family. So if you want to have me see business cards, I really appreciate it. And then one last thing I forgot was pest control when you start building. I know I have plenty of mice already, but once you guys start moving stuff. So that's pretty much my interest. So if you want to give me your business cards, I really appreciate it because I got to get back to work. Looks like you guys are at right now.
All right. We'll get you something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have any of those comments that you wanted to respond to in terms of
hours
of operation and so
forth? Hours of operation will be normal hours from usually from 9 to 5, 8 to 4. There's not going to be no midnight stuff. So as far as backing up, it's going to be during the day where everybody's at work. There's not going to be any midnight hours. As far as the dirt, your kids, like we said, we're going to be building cement, so there won't be any dirt. Anywhere where there isn't cement, there won't be any trucks back there because they'll get stuck anyway, so we won't be putting anything back there. And it'll be our 53-foot big rigs out where we're parking. It's just a truck terminal. It's nothing to where we're not a big company. It's just that we need to get out of the LA area to put our trucks where.
Why not?
Yeah, so that's pretty much the reason.
And then the wall for the sound.
So the wall, we're planning to put a block wall. And that's something we have to get with the, I believe it's building to see how high we can build the wall. So that's something that we have to deal with them. That's the plan.
The only other one was, who's my advocate?
We all are, I suppose.
That's it.
All right. So,
sir, may I answer your question? Oliver is correct. We are, because that's why we have this process set, so we can put our input in. If you remember my comments to the gentleman, I questioned the restrooms.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And any kind of building, there will be transfer of insects, rodents, and everything. It's just nature of the beast. We're disturbing their habitat. Okay, we run into that situation. But that's why we, the city, will take precautions in every means. Who's your advocate? The city. All right? That's why we have this process set. And I think we looked at the situation. We are addressing this hooking up of the sewer line, which the gentleman didn't even consider, but it's against California State Building Code. So that's why he will be mandated to do that. So we are your advocate. I just want to assure you that.
I appreciate it, bro, because there's so many illegal businesses in that area.
No.
Inundated with it.
I guess that's the whole point. We're trying to do everything right? We're not just moving in there. And the whole point of this is for us to show the neighbors around it that we're going through the process of getting everything done right so that we don't have any issues. We're not trying to circumvent the process or go around the process. We're trying to make sure everything's done right legally so we don't have any issues with anybody. That's the whole point.
Thank you guys for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other questions, comments? With that, so the recommendation is that we adopt resolution 2018-021. May I to approve the project? May I entertain that motion, please? Someone? Mueller? Thank you. Okay, so the item's approved. Thank you. We look forward to seeing your plan check process.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Item number three, Michael, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Item
wait, time out real quick. I'm sorry, I got your name amiss?
Angie.
So we did discuss this. We're going to post that, send the notice to the newspaper, so we will be on for the 8th.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, Michael.
It's okay.
Sorry again.
All right. Item number three is development permit type B18-02. It is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer storage facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 2.13 acres. The location is 895 East Norman Road in the Industrial Light IL Zone. Environmental determination is it is categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 of CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act for infill development projects. The recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2018-022, adopting a categorical exemption and approving development permit type D18-02.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have anything to add to that?
Only that a technical study will be needed, and it will be in the form of a traffic scoping study.
So a scoping form has not been submitted yet?
We have submitted it to the applicant. He is looking at it and will resubmit it on formal submittal.
What do you mean formal?
For the DERC, for the next.
So are we making our recommendation for approval today?
Yes, I'm sorry. Recommendation for approval, I'm sorry, I got mixed up there. I apologize. So the recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2018-22-0.
No, but do we have, but we still need the scoping form?
Yes, we do have the scoping form filled out. However, Mahmoud will speak to it when it's his turn to talk.
I guess it's your turn, Mahmoud.
The scoping form for the traffic will need to be updated. I just received it this morning. It looks like
you speak a little louder, I'm a little hard of hearing.
The traffic study scoping form was received this morning, and it's the wrong information on it. So we'll send it back out with comments to be updated.
Thank you.
So with that, my recommendation would be that we continue this item to the next meeting, which is May. What's the next?
May 9th?
That's right. So we'll continue this item to May 9th so that we can have time to submit the traffic scoping form and so that it could be reviewed.
Okay.
Is that fine? Thank you. And you'll. Was this that item that you wanted to speak on as well?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oliver?
Yes?
Can we get a motion to continue?
Yeah, I'd like to entertain a motion to continue that to May 9th, please. Por favor.
So moved.
Okay.
There
you go. Okay. That's what the voice made.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 4, please?
Item number 4 is development permit type D18-01. This is an adaptive reuse project requesting the conversion of an existing commercial office building into a residential apartment complex containing approximately 15 dwelling units, along with any of the required on and off site improvements. The parcel is located at 1600 North Arrowhead Avenue within the commercial office CO zone. And this project is exempt from CEQA review pursuant to section 15332 for infill development projects. We'd like to move this item to the Planning Commission.
May 8th, correct?
For May 8th, yes.
Right. Thank you, Chantal. Anything to add to that?
No, I don't have any additional comments.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Again, it has the usual requirements for this type of development. Accessibility, trash enclosures, which Percy will address. You'll have a copy of the conditions if you have any questions. Please be sure to ask us. And other than that, I think pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert?
There's several. This is a development project. Basically, we're going to be asking for the grinding overlay of both Arrowhead and 16th Street If this existing sidewalk, curb, and gutter are damaged or do not comply with ADA, they'll need to be upgraded to ADA. The corner is already set, and I believe there's already a handicap ramp. We just got to make sure that it does meet ADA compliance. And the street light, the only thing we're going to ask is the head to be changed from a, if it already is an LED, we just leave it alone. But if it's high pressure sodium, just change that to an LED. And I think the last one that had added to it was the alley needs to be repaved from your exiting at that point to Arrowhead. And again, if you have comments, you're more than welcome to read them. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert?
Okay, just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Adam?
No comments.
Thank you. Julie?
This is already sprinkled, right? This is that commercial building? Okay. So, and I believe that the riser's already in a room, because we do require a riser room, but if it's an existing system that's not in a riser room, as long as it's inside the building somewhere. I think you guys said it was the electrical room.
It's in the electrical room.
Yeah, I mean, I met you at the other building,
yeah,
and we
right.
talked about, okay. So it's our standard requirements, which I've marked. If there's an X there, you need to look at it. Your California Fire Code 2016 edition and residential is sprinkled by state law. The good news is that building's already sprinkled. So it's got a 13 system in it, right?
Yes, commercial system. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy. Bracey, anything for us, please?
The site has an existing refuse enclosure. I couldn't get on site to measure, so I do need to know what the dimensions of the enclosure are.
Okay.
And because it's existing, I need to verify with the building division if ADA modifications are required. So we want to follow up with that. And that's all.
Thank you, Bracey. Okay, Professor.
All right. To answer Gracie's question, yes, they are required. Okay, Chapter 11 on California Building Code 11D to be exact. And what you're doing is you're transferring ADA requirements from 11B to now to 11A, all right, the residential. Okay, so you do have some requirements in doing that. You oversee the required number of units, so you are going to have to provide some ADA units. Have you looked at that?
I believe there's, right now, I think it's either four or five proposed. I think it's five on the lower level, obviously, and one of them.
So in doing that, you are going to have to provide the path of travel that she was referring
correct.
To. This is why I'm giving this your attention. Also, all ADA parking and everything will be overseen by the building division on site. All right. So, and now the question of the building aspect of it, when you are addressing the fire sprinklers, there are going to be adjustments, and due to the fact that you're dividing the whole complex and also providing fire separation. So then you'll go to Chapter 7 of California Building Code for fire requirements set down in the residential setting. In doing so, I want you to take a special account that a Title 24 report is going to be required, the energy report, because you're going from the insulation of a commercial building to establish residential, and then you, for example, the insulation in the attic is 35 compared to probably 18 in the commercial building. So I want you to take also, the City of San Bernardino is a big advocate of the California Green Code. I want you to address that in Chapter 5, okay? So that's all I can get, but you are going to go through a formal submittal. I'll be looking at it, and you'll be able to I'll be contacting you to help you expedite your project.
I just wanted to add one thing. If any ADA modifications are needed for the enclosure itself, that is in addition, you still have to keep the 8x15 for bin storage. So I don't know if that's going to
Well, it will be. All you need is a man door. Okay. But
yeah.
And the grades. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions, Jeff? Committee? Anyone have anything else to add? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion. Chantal, anything else to add?
No.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, which would be May the 8th.
So moved.
So.
Thank you.
Okay, very much. I'm
awake. You're awake now?
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay, Gabby, you're up. Item number 5, if you kindly introduce that for us, please.
Of course. Item number 5 is an extension of time. You request to allow a 1-year extension of time for subdivision 03-21 for the tentative tract map 16533 involving the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 37.2 acres into 50 individual parcels, being 48 single family residential lots into open space letters. The project is located on the north side of Vernon Drive at North Magnolia Avenue within the residential low zone. The previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move to Planning Commission.
That would be for May the 8th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Gabby. Do you have anything to add?
No additional comments.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. Gary, you want to start us off, please?
No comments from land development.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
No comments from traffic.
Robert?
I have comments that are attached. I believe they're the same that were attached from the beginning projects, with a few updates to meeting today's codes, not so much change of the project that I'm understanding, at least at this point. But if you have questions, you're more than welcome to ask us on that.
I do have one question. I know we met with Water Public Works and Engineering a couple weeks ago, and there was a condition on our southerly drag track 16502 that we're required to improve our half section of Burlington Drive. Also has some water lines, two transmission mains that go in there. We had met about pushing that condition to this track. That way it would allow us to improve that entire stretch along Bergamot Drive with this track development, as opposed to doing piecemeal and then going back in and breaking that road up in a couple of years.
We'd be working with two different departments. For the sewer, that would be the water department itself. The street would be our section. Depending on the accessibility for the public to get into that location is something that we would need to look at for us. If it's accommodatable for the minimum requirements that we would have and fire would have for that, I wouldn't have an issue. But if it's going beyond that point for something that the water department is going to request for their water line, it's kind of going to be dependent on them also.
Yeah, this would be the third point of connection, so we already have two primary points all of Ohio and Magnolia, and then also Garfield and Magnolia. So this would actually be a third point.
I guess we'd have to look at it just to make sure, and both of us would have to agree with it, saying yes or no to allowing that. Is there going to be a big time difference between the tracks being constructed?
Based on the water facility, the regional facilities that are required to provide the pressure time needed there, I think the water department's looking at about 2 years. So our plan is once we build out this track, we can move right into this track to kind of become consecutive. There won't be, there should not be a big time gap, but a lot of that is predicated on the time that the regional facilities can get put in place by the water department.
Okay, I'll need to look at the plans and then again, concurrence with the water department to see what they're going to require for their sections of it. That's it all.
Thank you, Robert.
No new comments from the water department.
Thank you. Adam?
No comments.
Thank you. Judy?
No new comments.
Tracy?
No comments.
Michael?
Only concern, you mentioned 2 years, new code cycle, and you may, it's a big task you're taking, you know, and I wish you the best, and I'll watch the new code cycle roll in, okay? So, all right, and we can help you with the updates and changes on it, all right?
Great.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of the committee members? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission. If I could take that motion, please. Yep.
Can I ask a couple questions?
Sure, you can. Hey, come on up.
Ketchel, Vertimont, and first of all, welcome to the neighborhood. I just had some questions. The project you're working on now, you've developed a catch basin there. Will this project absorb that catch basin? Actually, it's the catch basin sitting just above the project you're on now.
Yeah, so you're talking about the one on this track.
On the north side of Vertimont.
Yeah, so once we actually develop that track, we're probably going to incorporate either the existing location or move it to the site, depending on the grading, the streets, and everything else. So that's an interim catch basin or an interim basin right now that will be responsible.
That's huge. Great idea. The project they're working on now, and I assume this one was too, these were all approved back in 2003. And since then, we've had the old fire, Wanton Fire, and there's been a lot of, we've come before you a lot about fire protection up there, and the project next to them wants to build into the HMO and their project, and we want to make sure there's a buffer zone up there that the county is aware of it. The hillside management overlay to be a buffer between the forest fires coming down and the project next to it. Their plans are to build into it, actually put the yard back fence into the buffer zone. And I want to make sure that this one, if this is the same situation, who's going to maintain that steep incline area that usually belongs to the HMO. So a while back, Chief Conrad and us, we talked about this, and they're hoping to get some protection in the buffer zone. It's an area of fire attack on us and you. But that was all. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering why the 15 extensions. That's a lot of extensions.
Can I say something?
A lot of them are automatics by the MAP Act, California MAP Act.
Okay. Last time we discussed this, it was the state allows 4 and then the state allows 3.
Actually, could I speak to that? The state mandated extensions are approximately 10 years worth of extensions.
Okay.
State mandated.
This is 15.
Right. The State MAP Act also now allows 6 years of single 1 year extensions, overriding the dev code for the city of San Bernardino.
Okay.
So that's why some of these tracks have.
Project. I was just wondering why so many extensions. Back when we started coming down here, we heard 3 extensions, that's it.
At one time, it was 3 1-year extensions.
I'm sure you guys are on top of it.
Yeah. It's kind of pushed down to us.
Well, my main concern is the fire issue.
Okay. Another thing, sir, is that in 2003, fire sprinklers in residential dwellings was not required. It is required now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so that there's other procedures set down by the fire department and the city. And the city has an ordinance 15003, okay, with that. All right?
Well, yeah, but the city has been known to allow building into the HMO before. I just want to see if this is going to happen again.
Yeah, but see, codes change rapidly, and we're mandated once we accept the California codes.
Okay. No, it's just a concern of ours.
All right, thank you.
Can you tell me again what the HMO is? Typically, stuff up in the hazardous fire area, they go through the fire protection plan. It depends if the hills are right behind the project, if it's a budding wildland. And we had no new comments on this because I did the comments. I think it was a few months ago for this project. Is this one already going through a plan for fire protection?
Not currently.
Okay. HMO. What does that stand for?
Hillside Management Overlay. It's just the fire buffer zone. GFR is building down into the canyon, literally, absorbing that in the back. We're wondering on that project if the homeowner will be responsible for the 60% grade back there, or will it be an HMO and it will be maintained by another method for weed abatement. That kind of a thing. I have land up above on Myers, and we do mowing rather than disking so that we don't sandblast the neighbor's glassware on the windows. Just the weed abatement and everything. Because it gets pretty ferocious in the fire.
And by the way, thank you to the county. You guys are responding awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Really happy with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hank. Any other questions, comments?
Fire's good.
That I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second. I'm waiting for my turn.
Thank you. Gabby, would you kindly introduce item number six, please?
Item number six is extension of time 18-03, a request to allow a one-year extension of time for conditional use permit 14-14 involving the demolition of an existing restaurant containing approximately 3,600 square feet with a drive-through and the construction of a new restaurant containing approximately 3,000 square feet with a drive-through, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements of a parcel containing approximately 0.68 acres. The project is located on 524 South Inland Center Drive, and there is a previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move to Planning Commission for May 8th.
Okay. Thank you, Gabby. Anything to add to that?
No additional comments.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add, please?
No. Previous conditions apply, and that's all.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
No additional comments.
Thank you. Robert?
No additional comments. The existing ones already set.
Robert?
No additional comments.
Adam?
Yes.
Okay. We'll provide them a patent application to fill out, and then we can determine whether their signature is required or not.
Okay.
Thank you. Judy?
No comments.
Nothing? Lacey?
No comments.
Michael?
No comment.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
None, thank you.
Okay. With that, I would like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission to the next meeting of May the 8th.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number seven, please?
Yes, sir. Item number seven is extension of time 18-04, a request to allow a one-year time extension for development permit type P15-03 involving the establishment of a storage yard for trucks, trailers, and 40-yard containers on a parcel containing approximately 3.29 acres located approximately at 957 Lee Street within the commercial heavy CH zone. The environmental determination is a previous environmental determination from the development permit that was processed years ago, and the recommendation is to move to the May 8th Planning Commission.
Thank you. Anything to add, Chantal?
I don't have any additional comments.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Applicant here?
I don't think the applicant is here today.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments or conditions for additional items for this?
No.
No?
Extension of time, no.
I beg your pardon?
This is an extension. Oh, sorry, this is getting moved. Extension of time? Which one is this going to?
It's moving to Planning Commission, but it is just an extension of time.
For just an extension of time?
Yes.
Yeah, for extension of time, no, I don't have any comments.
Okay. Thank you. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Item number eight. Lisa, could you kindly introduce this item, please?
Yes, thank you. Item number eight is a pre-application 1728. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck sales facility along with the construction and of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.4 acres. The address is 2342 and 2354 North Del Rosa Avenue. This environmental determination is to be determined upon submittal of the formal application, and we recommend that
No action?
There is no action.
Okay, thank you. Anything to add?
For this one, no, not this one.
Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll start with our comments, and if you have any questions, we can. Gary, do you have anything for us, please?
Of course, it's given a pre-app, but it's the typical type of development conditions. We've got some written proposed conditions for you. We do have a little concern about Orchard, the dead ends into the west side of the property there. If you plan to do anything with that, originally it was proposed to be extended, obviously, through this parcel. And it's a dead end right now where the cul-de-sac is. Approximately in this area right here. So I don't know if you propose to use that for a drainage outlet or do something with your WQMP before you outlet it to that street, or have you thought about that part of it yet?
WQMP, what is that?
Water quality management plan. To try to decrease the stormwater leaving your site.
We don't want any access to the back there. That was part of the problem with the neighbors. They were concerned about the hoodlums jumping into their backyard. And we're going to leave that sealed up. Are we going to be required to put in a retention basin?
You're going to have to retain some of your water on site for the state law.
Yeah.
For water quality.
We'll find out where the slope is, and we'll figure out something.
Okay. You're required to submit a preliminary water quality management plan when you submit the actual application.
Okay.
That's one of the things that we talked about.
Okay.
And you're also going to have to file with the state for what's called a stormwater pollution prevention plan.
Okay.
And obtain what they call a WDID number, permitting you to grade on that and how you're going to control the erosion during construction.
We're going to be doing a very low grading, the whole property. But
you're still disturbing more than an acre. That's under the
We're not going to disturb more than an acre. That will not be disturbed.
Is this site already paved?
Yes, it is.
Totally paved?
Totally paved, except for one area in the front. It used to be a restaurant. Cask and Cleaver used to be this location.
Okay. So even though it may have comments in there, we need to talk to you about that before you make a full submittal.
Okay.
No other comments at this time.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes, we need the scoping form for the traffic. Just for the boss.
I have a question. There was a restaurant there before that served lunch and dinner. The traffic that will be generated with the truck facility, the leasing and the sales of trucks, you won't get one-tenth of the traffic you would at the restaurant.
My indication is not just to say that there is a traffic study needed, but just the form to see what's the, based on the land use, how many trips and so on, just for the for our farm.
Just a traffic form, not a formal study.
No, not formal study.
Okay.
First, the form just for us to look at to see if anything needed.
Okay. I'm the owner of the property. This is Mr. Diaz. He's the one that is actually on the premises most of the time. May I get up and say a couple words about this property?
Sure.
I've got some pictures of the neighborhood. I don't know if you're familiar with Highland and Del Rosa. But if you want to look at the pictures, here's a picture of Mr. Diaz with this bullet that he got shot. They shot him 11 times.
Excuse me, sir. Can we focus on the development, please?
This is the development.
No, it's not. You showed me a picture of someone with a bullet in their leg. It's not relevant to our application.
It is
please.
Extremely relevant because that neighborhood is under siege. It is extremely relevant
to
the neighborhood.
I'd like to entertain a motion to continue this item to the meeting of May 9th, please.
Okay.
You have a motion?
Yes.
Motion.
Thank you.
That's a lovely. Thank you, Lord.
John Paul, would you kindly. You're welcome. I'm sorry about that. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 9, please?
Item number 9 is pre-application 18-09. A request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a drive-through express car wash containing approximately 1,500 square feet, along with the required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.36 acres located at 1670 North Mount Vernon Avenue, within the, actually, I believe this is incorrect, it says commercial general, but it is actually the commercial heavy zone. And as this is a preliminary application, no action is required today, just conditions and standard requirements.
Thank you, Chantal. Our applicant is here, Chantal?
Our applicant is
okay.
Here.
See, I told you we'd get you out of here in time.
I do also have a few preliminary comments for the applicant.
Okay.
So just a few minor things. The trash enclosure will need to be modified for ADA access. And in speaking with Gracie, we wanted to see the location moved somewhere where the truck wouldn't have to make a backing maneuver. So it'll have to be moved somewhere else on site where they can just pull through.
Pull through and just
We also don't actually have parking requirements for the express drive-through car washes
Okay. Because
you don't really need to park unless
Each parking stall would be equipped with a vacuum.
Okay.
So once they get out of the tunnel,
right. They
can either choose to have the option of either leaving
sure.
or parking and vacuuming for like 5 minutes.
Okay. So we can just indicate that on the plan that those are going to be vacuum stations.
Okay.
That would be perfect. The wheel stops are only allowed for the ADA accessible parking spaces,
okay.
But not for the standard. But you can actually
overhang
into the landscape. Yeah. So that was it. The rest of it looks pretty good.
Thank you, Chantal. Michael, want to start us off, please?
Yes. In all your in your structure and everything, you see no problem. But is it ADA compliant? Are you fulfilling the requirements set down by Chapter 11B, all right, with the height of the vacuum cleaners and everything? I want to bring that to your attention. There is a percentage that has to be fulfilled.
Okay.
And also in the relocation of your trash enclosure, you has to be have a path to travel for that is compliant.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So I'm giving you a heads up on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Gracie, anything to add?
So obviously we'll be looking for your new location
okay.
for us to review. And then you'll build our standard 8x15.
Okay.
And then work with building on an ADA.
Just a quick question. Does this trash enclosure need a roof over it? I know some cities require there to be have a roof over the trash enclosure. So
we don't.
You don't require that?
No, it's in the handout.
They look nice. And it does keep out illegal dumping.
Well, that's what the city of La Fuente made me do. They had me put a roof over it, and then I just put like a wood trellis, and then they're like, no, we actually need something to prevent the water to get in there. So I'll think of something for that.
Yeah, work with Chantal. Yeah.
Well, always understand that code is minimal. If you choose to maximize it, that's your choice.
Okay.
Thank you, Gracie. Judy, anything for us, please?
You don't need to sprinkle the building. We didn't even require an on-site hydrant as long as your street hydrant complies. And I don't know where it is. So
I'm going to get a survey of the land, and I'll have my land surveyor locate the nearest hydrant so I can show it on that as well.
Okay. So as long as it's in compliance with the street hydrant, we didn't require an on-site hydrant for this
okay.
project. The building is also, we're not sprinkling a car wash, so it's our...
No?
Not a small car wash, let me just phrase that. It's not over 5,000 square feet, so no
okay.
sprinkler. So we have very few things marked as our standard conditions. We'll send them down.
The other requirement that you may want to take into account, the last car wash that we plan checked, they had... trouble with the fixture count. All right, so please keep in mind that you may be required a urinal and a unisex bathroom.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. There we are. Gary?
Okay.
Email?
I did pass forward the recommended conditions. Can you make a formal submittal? They may be more specific. Remind you about the water quality management plan. There's a reference in there to the county template, San Bernardino County template. Be sure to have your architect or engineer review that. The only question I had is, do you intend to have any kind of access to the alley on the rear of that property?
Well, I did put a gate right there. I don't know if it's permitted, so I just put a wrought iron gate that will be closed. But if I can't have access, then I can just have a wall there. It's not good.
Because you may want to talk to Public Works. Is that still a current alley, or is it?
Yes, it is still a street right or public right of way. So yes, you do still have access to it.
Okay.
But when Mike gets my comments, you may not want it. So.
That was all that I had at this time.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, we need the traffic scoping form, which is right here. We'll pass it. Once it comes in, we'll give you the comments.
Okay. Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, did you have anything else to add?
A couple of things. You have existing curb gutter and sidewalk out there. If it doesn't comply with the ADA or if it's broken or badly damaged, it'll need to be repaired. Your driver approach, make sure it has the ADA behind it and stuff. Repaving of Mount Vernon in the front, just to grind an overlay. The alleyway, that's the question that they were coming at. If you're planning on using that as a access to your parcel, then yes, we would ask for you to pave from that from your parcel all the way to the street, whatever street that is.
Just keep it closed.
Is it
17th? Yeah, I'll just keep it closed.
If you're planning on using it, then
I'll talk to my client, but I'm pretty sure he'll just tell me to
close it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if, in which case, again, these are just preliminary, so if you decide not to go that direction, we'll just leave it out that we don't kind of have to do that portion of it.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all I have. Oh, sorry, the most important one, dedication. It's 41.25 right now. Mount Vernon is considered a major arterial. We'll be needing to ask for 8.75 feet dedication on Mount Vernon. We're not asking you to change the curb and gutter at this point. It'd be useless for this small of a portion of it, but the dedication we would be asking, which I don't know if that changes any requirements for planning.
No, it's just going to tighten things up a bit.
It's just
going to
push everything back.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert?
Just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
Yeah, I'm going to find you a permit application. We'll need to see plumbing plans and this permit application at the same time so we can determine which size of wastewater pretreatment device you're going to be required to install.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yes, Bracey.
I just wanted to mention, you seem like to have a little area where the truck could, like, turn around. Is that what that was for?
When I first came to the city to kind of get, like, a to see where the zone is and everything, they recommended me to go down to the fire department. And I went down to the fire department and I just kind of asked a general question. Because I do know that in the LA County, they do allow up to 150 feet in your property. And then from that point, they allow another 150 feet walking. But when I asked the fire plan checker, just kind of looked at it and said, no, since your lot's over 150 feet, you will be required to have a turnaround for that. So that's why I kind of played with the design to kind of have that incorporation without me even getting told to.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so we'll be looking for your new location, and that's a good idea. So that way the truck can exit face forward, the trash truck. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Did you have any questions of the committee members?
Sure.
Anyone else have any other comments? There's no formal action required on this one. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
Thank you. Drive safely. If I may, Lisa, you have item number 11?
I have 11.
Is the applicant for item number 11 here?
1810?
1810.
Yes.
I mumbled a little bit there, guys. Let's give you another chance.
There's a method to my madness. I'm trying to rule this up so Lisa and John Doc could do the numbers.
Oh, okay, so we're going ahead to number 11.
Yes.
My applicant.
Is there? Okay, my method of madness is it? Okay, thank you. What I want to try to do is do the two of you. You can run over and do the notice for Lisa's other item.
Oh, I already did.
For the newspaper.
Oh, for the newspaper.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa, would you kindly introduce? Yes, I am skipping item number 10. Michael's not ending. Don't take it personal. Lisa, would you kindly introduce item number 11, Lisa?
Sure. Item 11 is the application 18-11. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a contractor's facility and building containing approximately 2,850 square feet. Along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements, and a parcel containing approximately 0.45 acres. The address or location of this project is 401 South Pershing Avenue, and the environmental determination will be determined upon the formal application, and so there is no recommendation.
Right. Is there anything to add?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything to add?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Is the applicant here? Lisa. Thank you.
The applicant is here.
Okay, great. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Could you skip me for a moment while I catch up here?
Did I throw you off because I skipped number 10? Is
yes.
That what happened? You do that to the engineers, and that's what happened. About the system.
You can't do it.
Mahmoud, are you an engineer, or can you go next?
I can go next.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No comments from traffic.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert?
The question is you're putting in some containers. Is that going to be something that's going to be staying with that, or are we looking at doing actual structures on this project?
No, the containers are just going to store small tools. They're going to stay on site.
Okay,
they're storage containers, the metal ones.
Okay, my comments are stated for the containers, which is basically just the ADA and compliance of the sidewalk, curb and gutter, and the driveway that you have currently. If it does change, I do have the comment on here that if you are required to go to a structure, my comments will then need to be added for the other parcel and all new curb, gutter, and sidewalk in front of those areas. Right now, it's just the ADA compliance of the existing items that you have. That's it.
Thank you, Robert.
Just standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Adam, anything to add, please?
We can provide you a permit application if you can fill it out and get it back to us to determine whether or not any pre-treatment test is needed.
Thank you, Adam. Judy, do you have anything for us at this time? Gracie?
We don't have any comments because we couldn't figure out what you're trying to do. I know what this says, but on the plans it talks about a new canopy, and then a whole bunch of references to carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors make us think it's a residential project. So we have no comments on this project at this time until they come in with something that we could comment on. We couldn't do it.
I don't think that was our project. I think we didn't submit any of that.
Are you on number 10 or number 11?
We're on 401 South Pershing.
Yeah.
It's
yes. Because on your notes, on the bottom of your notes, it states bedrooms.
And what?
It states bedrooms on the bottom of your notes.
I'm going to fire that.
It was obviously we could not comment.
Yeah, so that's
why. What you're doing.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Based on this.
Fire as in employment or as in flames?
So when they come back with a submittal, I'll make comments when they can.
Thank you, Judy. Gracie, anything to add?
Well, we'll need a refuse enclosure. So, the site's lacking one, so we'll need, pass that down, please. When you submit your location for your 8x15 standard plan 508 enclosure, and then verify ADA modifications with building. If it's gated, of course, the waste hauler will need access. So we'll be looking for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Okay, Michael, take us home.
All right. Well, I touched on the bases of your bedrooms. Okay. We can't. All your general notes do not relate to the project.
Correct.
Okay. Another thing is when you are entering a situation with mixed occupancy, you have an office, which is being storage, which is an S. You're going to have to establish some kind of separation. We need what kind of structures do you plan on using? Just like fire, we cannot comment what is going to be stored. You know, not meaning containers, I mean substance.
Storage in the building?
Yeah, what is in the storage? You said containers, but I'm asking substance. What is going to be stored?
Basically, we store a little bit of lumber, but maybe a trailer. It's mostly for trucks, trailers, a couple of tractors, and small tools, like small finish machines, saw cutters, stuff like that.
Okay, so
it's not going to be.
Okay, see, that's where you have to state all this in the information, because small little machines that are gasoline ran, all right, becomes a red flag. All right, so then ventilation, all right, and mechanical ventilation, not just a vent. All right, things like that is what we have to address. And Fire was correct in saying that we really don't have a direction here. And again, your bathrooms are going to be based on square footage of the building, the whole building.
Okay. Also, if I may,
yes.
When you start talking about storage, the fire code, if you're storing over 12 feet high and it's combustible storage and it's over 500 square feet, you fall under high pile combustible storage regulations.
Right.
We're not
into that at all.
Okay. Yeah. So as you're, when you say storage, that's going to be one of the questions that we're
yes.
going to ask. And, right. Also, there was no indication of driveway on these plans. I know it's a preliminary review, but we want to review it to the best we can preliminary, so when you come back with your official submittal, we've hopefully caught anything on the preliminary review that we can.
And then another thing is... indicate location of fire hydrants. That's the first thing I always ask for.
Right.
And, but you have a journeyman, so after firing the guy, good luck.
Great.
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
I want to make sure I understand. This consists of two properties or two parcels, correct? Okay, so as part of this, we're going to ask that you merge those two properties for the lot merger. And if I understand correctly from Google Maps, the majority of the northerly, if you will, parcel is already hard surface.
Okay.
And you're going to add, I'm going to say like two-thirds of the property will be additional hard surface on the southerly parcel?
Yes.
As part of this?
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be about two-thirds on the southerly parcel, yes.
All right, so we're going to ask... When you submit this for formal submittal, we're going to ask that you do a preliminary WQMP and also a final WQMP prior to building permits being issued, any kind of permits. And the last question I had is, I'm assuming that that little outline there at the southerly end is not a building, it's...
No, just a slab.
Just a slab.
Okay. Yeah.
So I guess other than that, and please show the driveways for our benefit also. And I think... That's about the only comments we have. We do have some preliminary comments that we're giving you. We'll have some more when you submit the actual application.
Okay.
I got one other question for you. On your title page, it says a project for a new canopy.
Yeah, that's an error as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's not pick on the draftsman anymore.
I had to ask the question because I want to be important, okay?
Good help, sir.
All right, thank you.
Did you have any questions?
No.
Anything else to add? So there's no action required on this one, so we'll we look forward to seeing your formal application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
All right.
Would you kindly introduce, we're going back to item number 10.
All right.
Okay. The world is at normal now.
For sure.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Item number 10 is pre-application 18-10. It is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an automotive repair facility with used auto sales within an existing commercial building containing approximately 1,100 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.41 acres. The location is at 1548 North Mount Vernon Avenue in the Commercial General 1 Zone. Environmental determination is to be determined upon submittal of formal application, and the recommendation is this is preliminary review and no action required at this time.
Thank you, Michael. Anything else to add?
I do have some comments concerning the site plan. The applicant would need to indicate the turnaround access within the drive aisle for the fire lane and refuse, parking stall dimensions, drive aisles and their dimensions, location of the trash enclosure, and the drive approach dimensions.
He has these written down.
I'll provide all of this for you. And also a 10-foot buffer between residential and the said property. Any other comments that I do have are indicated into the comments that I will give you.
Thank you.
And that is all I have now.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Gary, do you have anything for us, please?
We do have a set of preliminary conditions for you. I'll pass those over. This property is vacant currently?
Except for homeless people that are going in there.
Okay. As far as structures,
yes.
So we're going to ask for a preliminary WQMP as part of this. You know,
they took over.
Like we generally do. And the total acreage, I believe, is less than an acre, so you won't have to do a SWIP. And we will ask that you merge those two parcels. It appears that they're legal lots right now. You can meet with us, or I'll give you one of my cards.
Thank you.
If you have any questions about that part of it. But other than that, it's just pretty much the normal conditions that are referenced.
Thank you.
And the last question I had is regarding the alley in the rear. Is that private property? It appears to be vacated.
So behind the building, it's not developed whatsoever. We're not going to be using the rears of the property. So we don't have access. There's currently a gate around the entire property, so there's no access to the rear alley. I'm not sure if it's private or public.
But you're not trying to access that area?
No.
No other comment.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us, please?
No comments from
Thank you. Robert?
Quite a few of them, actually. Mount Vernon, if you were listening earlier, we have a major arterial, so we'll be asking for 8.75 dedication on Mount Vernon. Evans, we'll be asking for a 5-foot dedication to match our general plan. Both streets will be asked for a grind and overlay. The existing curb and gutter that's out there, as long as it meets ADA compliance and is not damaged, will be, if it is, it just needs to be replaced. The corner radius on that needs to be a 25-foot radius, which I don't believe it is now, in which case then you'll have to put that in there along with the new handicap ramp on it. There's currently a street light out there, and again, if it has LED, we can leave it alone. If not, if it's a high pressure soda, then we'll change it over to LED. There's one question that I have that it's tentative right now is a undergrounding of an existing pole. I believe
existing
that would,
what, I'm sorry?
This would be on Evans Street. Undergrounding of an existing pole that you have out there. So that's when I'm kind of having a little bit of a question on it.
Existing pole? P-O-L-E?
Right.
Oh,
Edison pole.
Oh, okay.
Powerful. Again, that's the only one that's kind of tentative on that portion. We have to understand what we're doing. The reason why I'm tentative in questioning is that you are the last user on that portion of it. So to underground from the next parcel over, or the next pole over to get to your parcel, is only for your facility. So that's the reason why I would say yes to it, but it is only one pole with a support pole. So I'm not quite sure if what we're going to try to do with that or not. Both the streets for the curb and gutter, I'm not going to ask you to widen them because it wouldn't be a good purpose on Mount Vernon. Evans, it would be a good purpose, but you have a vault, Edison vault right there, which would cause way too much problems, so we're just going to leave the few feet that we were going to ask on that to allow. Again, all these are in the comments. I did give them to them, but if you have any questions on them, please give us a call, and we'll try to work through whatever we can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything for water?
Standard requirements from the water department.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
I'll provide you a permit application. Just ask a little bit more information about what's going on. Build up and get back to us.
Okay.
Thank you. Judy, do you have anything for us?
Standard requirements, and they're marked.
Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
As mentioned, we'll be looking for the location of your trash enclosure, and here's our standard 8x15, and then any ADA modifications that you have with the building will be in addition to the 8x15.
And with trellis?
Yes. And sprinklers.
Michael, do you have anything for us?
With the new facility that you folks down there, restrooms have to be ADA compliant, all roads, no path to travel, parking provided. The big four on ADA is parking, entrance, restroom, and drinking fountain. One thing that is missed a lot in automotive is the requirement of a mechanical system and ventilation upper and lower. I would like the person who's helping you look at that code. Okay, it is very restrictive. All right.
Okay. I'm not sure if the comments for you. The plan that we're trying to do here, it's on an existing building. We're not trying to construct anything new, right?
I know that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. But see, in an existing building, they were permitted, let's say, in 2006 building code. Now we are in 2016. Building code and requirements will change as time goes by.
Okay.
So, and you, we cannot enforce an old building code. Okay? So that's why.
Do you have any questions for the committee members?
No.
With that, there's no action requested on this one, so we look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
Thank you. The final item. Final item, item number 12, is General Plan Amendment 1606, Development Code Amendment 16-07, and Development Permit Type P 1606. Its property is located on the northeast corner of Waterman Avenue and Weir Road. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a 60-unit apartment complex, along with the construction of the on- and off-site improvements. The parcel contains five separate parcels, with a total of approximately 2.81 acres. We have prepared an initial study has been prepared for this. We're looking to review that for public review. This item will come back in the future once that public review period is over. Traffic, you should also be receiving traffic report on this one as well as part of that process. So with that, I just ask for a motion to authorize the release of the document for the required 30-day public review period.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Thank you very much. You're doing good. You're doing good. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. It is now 11:25.
Second.
Boy, that was good. Boy, why don't you guys do that with the other item? Everything else, it's just crickets. You know.
I have to look up and say something.